back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Under the Influence.
Yes, sir. It's episode 67.
67. As usual, I'm Big Cash.
And I'm that guy, PM.
We're here another week for your viewing and listening
and pleasures. Yes, sir.
As always, we're pretty consistent fellas, man. Pretty consistent, man.
Pretty consistent.
How you doing, bro?
Shit, I'm all right. About yourself?
Can't complain, man. My goddamn cat died.
Yeah, rest in peace, Broccoli.
Rest in peace, Broccoli, man. My outside cat that didn't live in the inside of my house, but he lived in the bush in my front yard. And they got ran over by a car.
Yeah, he used to bring you things, too.
Yeah, bring me mice and shit. Man. Rest in peace, Broccoli, man. Strength for you, buddy.
Yeah, yeah.
Since we rest in peace and, rest in peace to Queen Elizabeth, raggedy bitch.
I about to say, you going to give it to her?
I'm going
to
give her a backhanded.
All right.
Backhanded rest in peace.
All right.
She did die, so.
Yeah, she did.
Fuck her.
You were 96?
96.
Yeah.
Fuck her, but you know, rest in peace. I saw one thing. They said, I bet Kevin Samuels is in hell telling Queen Elizabeth she's a six at best.
Wow. Wow.
Then they had a
wow.
Then they had a picture of a video of a chick chasing another chick, and it said, it said Queen Elizabeth, Princess Diana. When she saw Queen Elizabeth coming to gates, and it was the chick chasing her, trying to fuck her up. Rest easy. Wait, I guess, does that make Buddy the king now?
Yeah.
Charles?
King Charles. That's what he is now.
King Charles.
King Charles, and he's about to be something type of ambassador over Canada or some shit.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, they did a memorial. Not a memorial, but a celebration to him and shit. But he's fucking up somehow already.
Because he's a fucking fuck up. He's a fuck up. Shout out to my girl, though, for showing up dressed like Princess Diana to the funeral. Meghan Markle.
There we go.
She showed up dressed like Princess Diana. Well, you know. That's backhanded slide shit. Rest in peace, David Arnold.
David Arnold.
The comedian.
Wow, for real?
Yeah, man.
What happened?
Said he died peacefully in his home of natural causes. He was 50.
That's like the skinny black dude, right?
Well, skinny, he kind of got skin, nigga. Yeah. He just dropped a special on Netflix not that long ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about.
And I follow Buddy, man. He stay in the gym. He's 54. He stay in the gym. He be eating right with his wife and his kids and shit. And dude, nigga funny. He just tripped a special on Netflix. Died at home at 54.
Damn.
Rest in peace to Jesse Powell, the R&B singer.
Damn, he did die.
He died today.
Oh, yeah.
Today.
Wow.
Yeah, 51. They said he died at home of natural causes. What the fuck is killing niggas with naturally at 50 years old?
I don't know. And what's my dude that got shot?
Yeah, I was on him now. Rest in peace to P&D Rock.
Yeah. You know, they saying that his girlfriend dropped the location.
Yeah, unknowingly. She just, you know, like when you're on Instagram and you post a picture, she didn't turn the location off. Oh. And they're saying that
it's out in Cali, right?
Yeah. There's a Roscoe's Chicken and Waffle.
Of all places.
They said that she had put a picture up.
Yeah.
And had the location and shit. I don't know why. I don't know why people don't move smarter with that internet.
Yeah.
Because like.
But like, if you know you got ops, not to cut you off. But like, if you got ops, why aren't you getting your shit to go?
Well, like, I don't even think he had ops. Niggas in California is just vultures. Them niggas be robbing the rap niggas and celebrities left and right. Mm-hmm. They be breaking into niggas' cribs.
So that's what they were trying to do, robbing first?
Mm-hmm, because, you know, that's where Pop Smoke was at when he got killed. He was at a...
I didn't know that.
Listen, you know how they got him?
No.
He was in an Airbnb, yeah, and he had put up a picture on Instagram, and in the background, there was like a package that it got sent to the place.
Right.
And a motherfucker zoomed in and found the address, and they went to that bitch and was robbing him and ended up killing him. Rest in peace to a well-known Chicago jeweler named Duke the Jeweler.
Damn.
He got killed like 2 days ago. A motherfucker was trying to say Bootsy had something to do with it.
Wow.
Because the nigga was with Bootsy at a concert.
Mm.
And then when they left, a motherfucker tried to rob him. But I guess the robbery went wrong because he ended up, they found the nigga dead with all his jewelry on. Like $1 million of jewelry on.
Damn.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know why. Man, you got to move smart on that internet shit, man. Like, I know me, bro. I don't even have half of nothing that they got going on. And I don't post nothing till I leave.
Yeah.
Like, even, like, my gym videos and shit, bro. I don't post them motherfuckers till I'm out the gym.
Right.
Because I don't need you to know
where I'm at.
That's why I've never in my life went live. I don't need you to know where I'm at right now. You can know
where I'm at. You see a lot of that, too.
Yeah, you can know where I've been.
Yeah.
Like, even if I go on vacation or if I'm out. Because I don't, even, like, something as simple as, motherfuckers always posting when they on vacation while they actually on vacation. Like, motherfuckers that know you, now they know you're not home.
Right. So I've always heard that shit.
Yeah, so if they want to rob you, they can rob you.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's so, some bullshit.
I, like, even like vacation shit, bro, I don't post that shit till I'm home. I'm home in my motherfucking bed, and if it was some shit that we took that was nifty, then I'd post it.
That's usually how I do it. If I take any pictures at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Only thing I've always done is
I ain't no picture taking.
I might check in like I'm at the airport or this part of the country. That's it. You know, I'm not showing you where I'm at, where I've been until, like you said, until I get home. And if I even do that,
yeah,
I'm not a big picture taker anyway, or video. Like I call it what? The triple R, man. The rapid record reflex. I don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Like everything that I feel like I'll remember it. So,
and see, yeah, my thing is, with a lot of that shit, motherfuckers be like living for the picture and not the moment.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah, because you'll see like some shit look like a motherfucker having a blast. They just look like that for that second to take that picture.
Yeah, it's really everybody just sitting around doing nothing.
Yeah, I'm cool. Like, I know, like, it's been times, like, when we used to go to clubs and shit like that, man, like, I would never, like, take. Like, sometimes, if it was a bunch of us there, we'd get in them photo booths and take some pictures.
Yeah, group picture, yeah.
Yeah, but nigga, all that other shit.
Yeah, now while you're dancing and
never going live.
Drinking and showing you what you got and all that shit.
Listen, I have never, I don't know how long live has been a feature, but I have never activated it. I've never tapped that motherfucker.
Nah, I don't think I have either.
It's not a thing for me. The only thing I've ever thought about doing live is at some point in time I want to kind of go live while we doing, while we recording,
yeah,
to have a dialogue with some motherfuckers to see what they want, you know what I'm saying, talk about or something like that.
Hell yeah.
But outside, just regular, but that's...
That's on this,
that's
though.
Business, that's podcast.
Yeah, that ain't like no regular. Yeah.
So, I'm cool. But yeah, rest in peace to that brother, man. They got him. And it's just been a lot of goddamn death.
Yeah, that's how
it always, man. Nigga. Shit.
Yeah.
You're just trying to live. Motherfuckers don't. Everybody running around this bitch like it's GTA.
That's how they're making it feel.
Yeah.
Shit.
And I don't like I don't like that term ops. I don't like it when people talking about the situation use it. Cause it kinda like desensitizes that we're talking about an actual person.
I understand.
You feel me?
No, I see where you're coming from.
Now, like, if I'm the nigga who has a problem with a nigga, then yeah, they're my ops. Yeah. Like, when other people are like, nah, it was just ops. Like, no, that was a person. With a baby mama and the kids and
yeah,
people that was responsible for it.
No, I see what you're saying.
His name was Samuel, nigga, like whatever the fuck. You feel me? Like,
but that's what that's even what Charleston White was talking about. You know what I'm saying? I keep saying the odds, but these was actual, like you just said, these are actual people.
Yeah.
And what about their revenge? And you know what I mean?
It just desensitizes you to it because it makes it sound like some video game shit.
Yeah.
But it's just odds, man. Like
that, but that's where it came from.
I know.
No, I'm just saying, like, look how much now the video game is the artist imitated by the people instead of, you know what I'm saying? It's
a twisted ass world we live in.
Hell yeah.
Mm, I think, what's all the RPs I have, brother?
I ain't have any.
Okay.
I mean, I had those, but
Okay. Well, yeah, it's glad we got that out the way. Let's move on to funnier shit, like the Atlanta Falcons saying, fuck all you Atlanta niggas.
What you mean? What are they doing? They leaving?
No. Now, Atlanta is Black Hollywood.
Yeah.
How many famous rappers can you just think of off the top of your head that live in Atlanta?
Shit. More than 20.
Just without even thinking about it.
Yeah.
I mean, just all the way down to Bow Wow, T.I., 2 Chainz.
Shit, Goody Mob.
Goody Mob, Gunna, Dem Thug, you know, they locked up. YFN, Lucci, like all these famous niggas that are from fucking Atlanta, right?
Yeah.
But the Atlanta Falcons had released a new commercial and a new theme song for the team. And these niggas had, you know who Rotimi is?
Who?
Rotimi.
Sound familiar, but I don't like familiar.
Did you watch Power?
Nah.
Okay, he got his big break on Power. He was like the hitman on Power. But he's a singer. Okay. Light-skinned nigga, funny nose. He's a singer, buff nigga. He's a singer from New Jersey via like the Caribbean. Like he makes like
Caribbean dance hall type shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he's from fucking Jersey via the Caribbean, but they got this nigga in the video singing the theme song with Atlanta Falcons jersey on. Nigga, Atlanta lost their mind when they aired that motherfucker. It's really, bitch.
He fit the part.
No.
He fit the part. That's who they chose.
One motherfucker.
That's who they chose.
The only legit, the only legit thing that I heard was maybe the Falcons. He's trying to stay out of all the mess that's going on with all the indictments and this, that, and the third.
Still could have got some singers.
Nigga, they could have got... It's so many motherfuckers in Atlanta.
Hey.
The escaping them is down there. Jagged Edge is from Atlanta. 112 is from Atlanta.
I was just about to say that.
They could have got Slim or one of them niggas from 112 to sing the shit. Nigga. Niggas went and got Rotimi. And I like Rotimi. I'm a Rotimi fan. I listen to his music all the time. But nigga. And then they went and dug back on this nigga Instagram and shit, right? Because you know the internet go internet. The Falcons ain't even this nigga team. The Eagles are. This nigga's an Eagles fan. Now I'm not knocking him. He ain't got the check.
Nah, he ain't got the check. He had to do what he had to do.
But the fucking, but Falcons, you motherfuckers.
Hey. He got paid. That's all that matters. That's on whoever the coordinator is and the talent scout that sought out that man. You can't blame him.
No, you got to blame him.
You got to blame the team, that's people, what, the staff. Even like
when the Atlanta niggas was losing their mind on Twitter and shit, they wouldn't say nothing about Rotimi because they nigga go get the bag. But really, bitch? One thing I was watching one of the New York niggas, I was watching, he's like, I don't really see the problem with it. He said, you don't see the problem with it. He said, so if you turn it on the TV tomorrow and all of a sudden Too Short was doing a commercial for the New York Knicks, when we got 5 million Jada Kisses around the corner, Jim Jones, Carrie, Jay-Z.
Wu-Tang.
Yeah, Wu-Tang. God damn it, all these niggas is here. The reason it's just a you got nigga Method Man. Get Method Man.
He's not on tour.
No.
We all know that.
Yes. He's chilling.
Oh man, that's crazy.
So yeah, they was, so the Falcons is motherfucking tripping, man. But you know.
Man. Did you finish that movie?
Which one?
End of the Road.
Unfortunately.
I'm glad you feel the same way.
Unfortunately.
Because.
Really let me down, DM.
You know, I watched it because you said it was going to be good.
I said, I told you. Don't you mix up my words.
I asked you.
I said, with all clarity, I said, I'm halfway through it, and so far, it's pretty good. Which halfway through it was.
It tanked at the beginning for me.
Which part tanked for you?
It tanked when they stayed at the hotel. Mm-hmm. And dude was like, you gotta call him back. Remember, they had left.
Yeah.
The other sheriff had talked to him.
Yeah.
When he said that you gotta call him back, I said, oh.
Yeah, this nigga's crooked.
You either Mr. Cross or you work for this motherfucker.
Yeah, I think that too.
And then after that, it just went downhill from there. The whole fighting scenes, the story.
It was all bad.
It was horrible. It was horrible. Even Ludacris, it was like he was, I don't know. He lost his mind a little bit.
Listen. I was sitting there watching this before. Like, what the fuck? That horrible ass scene at the end with the, how did they make the goddamn tailgate pop open on that goddamn Suburban? I own one of them. That's not how it works.
You know? I started doing other things like around the room when that movie was on because it was like, what the fuck?
I'll tell you what pissed me off though. You know, I'm a car guy.
Yeah.
The second I saw that big mint green Suburban, I was done. Before I painted this truck mint green. Who painted this truck mint green? And I'll tell you when else I was done too.
Where?
The scene when the white boys blocked the street and she went out there, I'm sorry
for endangering
your white lives. Because they showed her that little stupid ass rifle they had in that truck.
Yeah.
Listen, bro. I was watching a movie with someone. They thought I was completely insane. Because when that part happened, I said, oh, they done had me so fucked up. She said, what you mean? I said, we out in this desert.
Yeah.
Where no one can help you.
Nobody.
I said, man, I'd have got on their ass. And when I was done getting on their ass, I'd have made him fuck him. She said, what? I said, I'd have made him fuck him. I'd have took that rifle. Get yourself together, man. Go off in it. This will be a day you'll never forget. Every time you even think about the word nigga, all you going to think about is fucking your friend. She was like, nigga, what? Yes.
That's the two dudes that was flirting with her daughter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that shit was crazy, man.
So I shot that nigga right in the calf. Bam! I said, fuck him.
And then the other part that fucked me up is, why are you going to stop at some random hotel to put this money in there and then just take off and leave like you going to really get away with this shit? I get the point, but goddamn, like, we got to really live on this shit. Take the money and scram. That motherfucker didn't know where you was at.
Listen.
He had no clue.
I'm out of here. I'm gone.
And then my man really didn't have the voice distorted. He was using the phone. Him and his wife talking, I hope this works.
Crazy, bro. Yeah, my bad for the
recommendation. You're good. I had seen it anyway, like the picture for it. And I was like, oh, that kind of looked cool. I might come back to that, but I was watching something else. I can't remember what it was, but... Oh, Cobra Kai.
Yeah, I'm on like episode 3 or 4 of that.
I ran through it. Yeah. It's good.
There's this other thing on there that I was watching. I don't know, I can't remember the name. The cover's like a monster with like a mouth is over. Is this some like sci-fi series? I don't know.
I'm trying to think of what it is. I probably seen it and didn't think to watch it.
Yeah, it's good though. I'll pull it up.
Okay.
As long as you can check it out. But yeah, man. Don't watch that movie. What was it called? End of the Road?
End of the Road.
That's where they should have left it.
My cousin put on there, like somebody was like, her post was somebody else's post said, this is stupid. No, this is the most horrible movie ever made. This, that, the other. Y'all need to quit acting. And then she was like, this is stupid. And I put, this made me stupid watching it.
Yeah.
And shit.
Nah, it was a horrible waste of my time.
I mean, it wasn't nothing but an hour and 30, so.
Yeah.
I mean, there's other movies that done worse, but.
An hour and 30, I'll never get back.
Shit, at least it's only an hour and 30, but shit. Fuck Danny Rand. Fuck Danny Rand to this day. I would not put any more hours into Danny Rand.
Who's Danny Rand?
The fucking Iron Fist.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I know you hate it. I know you hate it. I wasn't mad. I was mad when they canceled
Luke Cage?
Luke Cage.
Okay.
I wasn't mad when they canceled Iron Fist.
Yeah, man. Punk ass motherfucker.
I wasn't mad at all when they canceled Iron Fist.
13 hours of my fucking life. Gone.
I wasn't mad at all. YouTube and had to hire therapists.
Therapists for who?
For their employees.
Oh.
So YouTube had to hire therapists to help staffers deal with seeing so much disturbing content. Because you know they gotta watch.
They gotta filter the shit, yeah.
You know, and like if ever since we started this, I've discovered how long somebody is actually watching the shit.
Yeah.
Because it takes hours for these videos to upload.
And then it's always a view.
And it's always a view. As soon as it touches down, it's a view.
Yeah.
And they were saying that YouTube had to hire therapists to help staffers deal with seeing so much disturbing content. There are now more than 500 hours of videos uploaded to the site every minute.
Yeah. Because for some reason, everybody has to make reaction videos every day because mm-hmm. that's their full-time job.
Yeah. Yep. And they got to filter that shit. They got to make sure it's not super crazy. They got to flag it. They got to, because I don't know, you remember when we had did something, that's how I know motherfuckers is like really watching the shit, like paying close attention, because it was quite a few pods back, I had played something off of my phone.
Oh, yeah.
Drop It Over Jesus.
Yeah.
If you go back and look at that pod, there's a copyright underneath it.
Wow.
Like, if that motherfucker starts generating revenue, they yeah. will split money from that one with them people.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a copyright. Like, they didn't flag it or nothing for copyright. They just, right. they stamped it right on there. If you go all the way down to that on YouTube and go down to that video, underneath it, there's a copyright for whatever.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's they put crazy. That on there. They put that motherfucker on there. Me, like, when the upload process was done,
yeah.
that one view was there and the copyright was there.
I got to go look at that now.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
And I think the only reason that they didn't, because a lot of times, like, if you watch, I watch a lot of, like, podcasts and shit.
Yeah.
And they can only play, like, if they play a song, they might. Can only play, like, 20 seconds of it. Yeah. They got to fade it out.
Yeah.
Because if they don't, it'll copyright, it'll flag the video.
Flag their video on their monetization.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's crazy. Hey, they got to have somebody on. That's why people work at Google.
Yep.
Well, maybe they need to give the people at YouTube slides and shit.
Like Google.
Maybe some trampolines, some Nerf guns.
Make it a fucking party.
Yeah, you know what I mean? That's what they don't need therapists. They need to have fun at work.
Yeah. And a therapist.
Well, I don't know. Because them predator catchers be pretty fucking cringy.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I can see that.
Tequila, slides.
And we...
And weed, of course.
And weed, mushrooms.
But of course, mushrooms.
I didn't feel good at work.
Sheesh. I need some mushrooms. Sure.
Hey, we both do. Jesus. Don't feel bad.
If y'all know anything, email me. If y'all know anything.
Twicey.
Twicey. Yeah, oh, man, I got a good one for you, man. You know, like I said on here before, you know, I kind of keep track of what's going on with them motherfuckers that raided the Capitol.
Yeah.
I be keeping track of who's going to jail and who ain't.
You talking about the dude with the door?
Which one?
The dude who wouldn't open the door for the cop.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No.
Yeah, I seen that one in the news earlier.
No. This one is, he didn't get caught by the...
Or the actual
by the police.
He get caught by the cameras?
No.
What?
His ex-girlfriend turned him in and gave them all like videos that she had from him that like he had sent her or that she had saw and saw him.
Wow.
And text messages from him saying that he was there and da da da. Listen.
Now you said ex-girlfriend, right?
Ex-girlfriend. Yeah, they fell out.
Oh, yeah, this is why.
Richard Minchetti, 29, was arguing with his ex via text message January 6, 2021, as he pushed his way through police lines with an angry mob of Donald Trump supporters. He taunted and harassed officers, calling them effing animals and accused them of starting a civil war. His ex-girlfriend turned over text messages, photos, and videos sent to her from him to the FBI on January 7th, the next day.
Wow.
Subsequently, he was handed... He was given 9 months in prison, 7 months of probation, 2 years of probation, and had to pay a $2,000 fine and restitution.
Damn.
All because he pissed off his ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, he shouldn't have done all that.
The funny part is, the picture they have of him, he's literally on the phone arguing with her. She turned that shit in the next day, nigga. She said, you went and did what?
Oh, man.
Let me contact the FBI.
The fucked up thing is he had a mask around his neck. He should have had his mask up. He's texting. Or maybe that was a video call.
Yeah. That's what she said. That she shared. They said she shared photos, videos, and text messages.
Wow.
So he had done all of the above.
He's stupid. Why'd she take some? Oh, well, never mind. They exes now.
Yeah.
Fuck. Shit.
They was exes then. She turned the shit in the next day.
Oh.
He just finished getting convicted and going through the court process. They said the shit happened January 6th. She turned it in January 7th. Nigga, the smoke hadn't even cleared. She was in the FBI. Like, I know who one of them niggas was.
She said.
It's Richard.
She said, I'm the gasoline.
Yeah.
Boom.
Watch this. Nothing like a woman scorn.
Oh, man. I got a good one.
What's up?
I call it Guardian Dog Angel.
Oh, shit. All right.
It says, Miss Woman 84 was found unconscious in the street, guarded by her newly adopted dog. The Houston woman was found passed out on the sidewalk after being missing for 2 days, but her newly adopted black Labrador mix, Maximus, seemingly didn't leave her side. Her name is Pearl Radcliffe. She's 84. She disappeared on a Wednesday and was last seen on some block down there in Houston. And they say Pearl is known to take walks with her dog. And then they say that she suffers from dementia and memory issues. Mm. All right. She had adopted the dog just over a week before she went missing. So it shows that, research shows that going missing is a huge risk when it comes to those suffering dementia and memory issues. And it says that her nephew, Dwayne Griffith, was alerted to whereabouts Friday at 5 p.m. that she was at the... Memorial Hermann Southwest Hospital in Houston.
That's where they took her.
Yeah. They said she's doing better, you know what I'm saying, but they more appreciative of the dog.
Good job, puppy.
You know what I'm saying? His name is Maximus, and it's crazy because he looked just like a dog I had. Same name, too.
Listen, man, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's why I looked at her.
That's crazy. Listen, man, when they say dog is a man's best friend, look, it ain't no lie, nigga.
Nah.
Dog probably the only thing I hear that'll love you unconditionally.
Yeah. Yeah. But once you fuck a cat over, they don't...
Yeah, cats... They like cats hold grudges and shit.
Big grudges.
Yeah.
Especially if they don't know you. You see that dude get attacked by them cats?
When he was trying to... He was house sitting? Or
yeah.
He was going to go feed... He was supposed to be like going to feed his friend's cats while he was out of town.
Yeah.
And when them cats got on his ass, man.
Literally.
He was in there, no!
That one crawled right up his ass. It was like... Latched on.
Them motherfucking cats something else, man.
That's just scary.
Rest in peace, Broccoli.
Rest in peace.
But yeah, them dog, man. If I just didn't... I don't like... told my kids I'd probably get one after they all grown and get on.
What's that?
A dog.
Oh, okay. You know what would you get?
A pit bull.
See, I would get a German Rottweiler. I want a big bear looking motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
I had one before, though, so.
Oh, a pit bull. You know, I was raised with a pit bull. I had a pit bull most half my life.
That's what's up.
My mama had that. We had a German pit bull that she brought over from Germany.
Right.
You know, I was born in Germany. Mm. She had the dog a year. The dog was a year old when I was born.
Ooh.
And he lived till I was 15.
Okay.
14. Because he was 15 when he died, which is a very long time.
I said, yeah.
He was an old man. He had glaucoma. He had diabetes. They used to come home from school and give him insulin shots. He had arthritis.
Damn.
Yeah. We had to get his insulin shots together and then put him on this special diet because he got fat.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't see. So he wouldn't exercise.
He wasn't moving around.
Yeah. So yeah, we had to get his diet together. Then he got glaucoma surgery. Got his eyes fixed. And with the insulin and all that, probably stretched him another like 3 years. All this happened, he was like 12.
Damn.
He stretched, yeah, and he finally just got old, started having like seizures. So she had to get him put down.
Oh.
Yeah, that was my buddy, though. His name was Sam.
Okay.
Yeah, I was there. Yeah, that's my guy. And then my, I don't know if you ever seen Cairo, my brother-in-law, my last ex-wife's brother.
No, I don't think so. Probably have.
He got a pit bull named Cairo that he's had since before my daughter was born.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter be 11. So Cairo's about 12. But that's my dog. Like, I babysit Cairo all the time.
Right.
Dropped out. That's my homie.
Okay.
Yeah, not fuck. Because I told my kids, nigga, I don't have nothing against pets.
Right.
It's just right now, you motherfuckers is expensive.
And that's another mouth to feed.
That never feeds itself.
And what you call that? You have to for the healthcare too.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on what type of dog you get.
So I said, having a dog, having a pet, is like having a baby that never grows up.
Yeah.
It never learns how to wash its own ass. It never learns how to feed itself. It never learns how to go to the bathroom. Unless you get a doggy door, you always
right. You got to let it out for because it can't turn the knob.
Yeah.
If you had latches, it probably could fuck with that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I know what you mean. Yeah, I had a German Rottweiler when I was second grade in Denver.
Okay.
Then when we brought it back here, our backyard wasn't big enough for him. So we had to give him to Mr. Williams that owned Williams Funeral Home.
Okay.
And shit. So he had him for a while, but he had like fucking hunting dogs too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So we had to give him off to somebody else so they could breed him and shit. So after that, it was just like, fuck, I don't want another big dog again. You know what I'm saying?
I remember the biggest dog I'd ever seen in my life. My homeboy, when I was young, when I was like in elementary school, my guy Josh Henry, it's my man's.
Mm-hmm.
He lived around the corner, the white boy. He had a Great Dane named Sheba.
Mm. Things are huge.
She was like a fucking horse, bro.
What color was she?
And she was like gray. Like
yeah, gray, bluish.
White.
Yeah.
Gray, yeah, gray, like a blue steel looking type of color. Hey, man, Sheba was
huge, bro.
He got a thing, bro. This is when third, fourth, fifth grade. Like, this is my
childhood. So the dog is coming up to your face, you're probably over it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a beast.
I remember one time I rode that motherfucker like a horse.
I used to ride Rocky like
that. Yeah.
Hold on to that choker.
She took off. I said, oh, we out of here. Yeah, I remember when she died. You know, they got weak hearts.
Weak hearts in their knees and shit.
Yeah,
the joints, because they're so tall. Yeah.
Yeah, her heart gave out. That Sheba was that. Mm. Yeah. That dog was fucking huge.
Yeah.
Huge. I got a funny one for you.
All right.
It's fucking itchy. Tennessee man arrested for stealing TVs from Walmart, then selling them in the parking lot.
The same parking lot?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
According to reports, officers responded to Walmart around 9 p.m. where they found Donald Kirkland in possession of stolen property. Kirkland ran from the responding officers, but they were able to take him into custody. Kirkland allegedly told officers he had stolen three TVs, a karaoke machine, and camping equipment from Walmart and was selling it all in the parking lot. He was charged with theft of merchandise.
Yeah. He should have left.
He looked like the type of nigga.
Yeah. Hey, man, I got these TVs. Got
these TVs, this karaoke machine.
Real good deal, man. They're brand new in the box.
He looked real methy.
Yeah.
He looked real methy.
I bet he was highly musty.
Oh, ain't no doubt about it.
He's highly musty.
And oh, my God, is that they sealing?
That's they sealing.
Well, then you need more than that bucket, baby girl.
At least it's getting clean.
Oh, my God. Look at that.
That's crazy.
Motherfuckers is crazy. It's time for a break.
Hey, let's take one before we dive into deeper shit.
Yeah, time for a break. And we're back. We had to take a break.
Yes, sir.
Break. You hear about that shit in the OKC jail?
Nah.
In the Oklahoma jail?
Hmm.
These niggas is up to no good, man. A while back, dude sued the Oklahoma jail because they tortured him and other inmates by playing Baby Shark for hours. So this wouldn't turn it off. Baby Shark,
damn.
Yeah. You did that shit for hours, right?
I guess that's better than Easy Street.
He did that shit for hours, so he sued him. Well, the nigga that sued him just was found dead in the cell.
Oh, he sued him from within the jail?
From within the jail.
I didn't know you could do that.
All you got to do is
wow.
Send out paperwork. Same way you can appeal your case and all that shit from jail. And you got, nigga, that's the one thing you got right to in that bitch's counsel.
Okay.
They can come see you even if you ain't got no fucking, like even if you ain't got no visitation from your people,
yeah.
Counsel can come see you.
Okay.
And you can do it yourself.
Okay.
You can get in there motherfucker, because all you got to do is make sure it's worded properly, but they got law libraries in jail.
Yeah.
You can go in there motherfucking, but a man in Oklahoma jail who sued them for $75,000 after allegedly being tortured in custody with the song Baby Shark was found dead in his cell. John Basco is the 14th dead prisoner at this jail this year.
14th dead? Damn.
He and others say they were handcuffed to walls and forced to listen to the song for hours. Yeah.
Jesus.
And now he's been found just randomly dead in his cell.
That's crazy.
And he's the 14th nigga this year to die in that jail in OKC.
Damn.
Yeah, they up to no good in that motherfucker, bro.
Shit. I got something that's up to no good. You might have a little piece of this, too. You might have heard about it.
What we got?
The Illinois Purge Law of 2023.
I'm glad you brought that up because I didn't get a chance to write it down. I was driving, but I fucking saw it.
Yeah, so it says Illinois passes the Purge Law, that's what they're calling it,
yeah,
that will allow 400 criminals to be released in 2023.
For assault and kidnapping and shit?
Yeah, it says Illinois is making history, and headlines will be in the first state in the U.S. to pass a new controversial law whose consequences have been compared with the dystopian action horror movie Purge.
Yeah.
You know. We all know what the Purge is. I ain't got to explain that. But this is called, this coming the 1st of January, 2023, the Safety Act. It says it will be active in the state. Its catchy name stands for Safety, Accountability, Fairness, and Equity Today.
Wow.
Yeah. And it will allow its residents to commit crimes freely, or people think so. And that's how it sounds anyway. It says it's aimed at reforming.
This is crazy.
Yeah, it says it's aimed at reforming Illinois' cash bail system by basically getting rid of cash bail entirely. It also limits who can be arrested and held in jail based on the crime they're alleged to have committed. The law would end cash bail for 12 non-detainable offenses. This includes, second degree murder, aggravated battery, arson, drug-induced homicide, kidnapping, burglary, robbery, intimidation, aggravated driving under the influence, aggravated fleeing and eluding, drug offenses, and threatening a public official. It says, yep, we know what you're thinking. These are some pretty serious crimes. You know what I mean? Yeah.
The only one I agree with is the drug one.
Drug offenses and threatening.
Because I've never agreed with them, like, putting you through the super ringer for nonviolent crimes.
Yeah.
Never agree with it, bro. Like, even, how hard they get down on drug dealers and shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're not forcing nobody to take the drugs.
No, you're not.
You literally
are supplying them.
You're supplying demand.
Yeah.
If motherfuckers wasn't doing the drugs,
you wouldn't be making no money.
I don't know. As a nigga that used to try it, if you got some shit that niggas ain't into, you just a nigga with some shit. You can't.
You can't really do that.
Yeah. I remember I got a whole batch of Adderall, nigga, like years before motherfuckers started taking Adderall.
Yeah.
Bro, I just sat on that shit. And then finally I said something to a motherfucker, and they had me come to ISU.
Okay.
And the college students bought it off me.
Yeah, because they're studying and shit.
Studying. But nigga, up until I found that market, I was just a nigga with a big old bag of Adderall.
Wasn't nobody asking about it.
Wasn't nothing I could do
with
it.
Ain't no demand for it out here.
Nothing I could do with it, bro. I had that shit for like 6 months before I was having a conversation with a young woman that I started having a little. And I was like, I gotta find some dude that's Adderall. She's like, you got Adderall? It's like, my people need that shit all the time to stay up and study for the test. I was like, oh. I can come down this weekend.
Here's the market. But yeah, man, like, they even said, I watched a video, this ain't in the article, but I watched a video, and it's also saying, like, say if you got a shed in your backyard, mm-hmm. and the motherfucker come and stay there, you can't trespass them. All they can do is issue that motherfucker a ticket, right? But they're allowed to stay there. They can't make a move.
Wow.
Yeah, so like if motherfuckers is...
Squatter laws.
Yeah. So my thing is like, all right, so it said burglary and kidnapping.
Yeah.
If I found a motherfucker that kidnapped my child or something, like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying?
That shit, when I was reading when I was driving, and it was one of those situations where the phone refreshed or something. I didn't get to take the screenshot to talk about it.
Right.
But I was reading this shit, and I saw that list. The list you read off. Yeah. I was like, man, what the fuck?
That shit's crazy.
I wanted to try and read into greater detail.
Man, I had to look it up. Because the only thing I kept seeing was videos on it. You know what I mean?
You know, some real shit, bro. This world we in right now so motherfucking crazy and ass backwards, man. I just think everybody just scrambling.
Trying to
figure out some shit. Because what we do know is what we've been doing ain't working.
Right. So let's try something new.
And, you know, sometimes when you're going through the let's try something new phase, you do a lot of shit that don't work either until you figure it out.
That's true.
But that don't sound like I'd have been trying to figure that one out. I'm not even shooting no bell. That shit sound crazy.
It do.
I'm just saying, you know, motherfuckers is reaching. They just trying to figure something out.
It is. And then they also said that, like, within a burglary, so you catch the motherfucker and hold them. If you get hold them till the cops come, you have to tell the cops how to deal with it. Yeah, so, like, you want that motherfucker's ass whooped and locked up, you know what I mean? I think it... Some lines you could say that shit.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? Because who's going to tell us? You and the cop and the victim, but you ride that motherfucker's robbing or trying to burglarize your house. Yeah, we're going to see how this works out, man. Yeah. You know, they're putting this to the experiment. That's what I say.
Yeah, that's an experimental shit. And it sounds like they're doing it in a smaller part of Illinois.
That's the whole state.
It's the whole state?
The whole state.
Oh, shit.
It's the state.
Man, already the wild
that's what we were talking about on the group chat earlier. Yeah, it's like it's already Terrible.
Remember last part I was talking about all this shit that happened over
Memorial Day weekend. There and then Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh. Yeah,
it was Pittsburgh. But Pittsburgh ain't here.
Or was it Philly?
That's I think it might have been one of them. One of them P names. Mm-hmm. Shit. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man.
That shit wild.
It's too damn wild.
That shit wild. Another thing is wild. I was going to make this little nigga a fecal, but I decided not to.
Okay.
California middle school student arrested for allegedly bringing fentanyl to school.
Oh.
Causing an employee to overdose.
Hmm.
A 13-year-old California middle school student was arrested after bringing 150 fentanyl pills disguised as Percocets to school that caused a school supervisor to suffer an overdose. The pills were discovered after a search was conducted of the student in an unrelated altercation with another student, leading to the school supervisor to discover the pills and inadvertently overdose. Police say the supervisor did not ingest the pills, but opened the pill bottle to check it and was exposed due to them being an inhalation hazard.
Mm-hmm.
A high school police officer administrated Narcan to the supervisor, who was then transferred to a local hospital for treatment and was listed in stable condition. The 13-year-old student was charged with possession of a controlled substance for the purpose of sales, and was taken to juvenile hall after the arrest.
Damn.
This little nigga, this 13-year-old nigga was in there with 150 fentanyl pills, nigga.
Shit, well, I guess he knew how to properly handle them.
Yeah, because he got in there with that overdosing.
Yeah. This motherfucker takes one whiff, and he's gone.
But you know, that's how it go, though.
It is. That's crazy.
Shit, I might as well back-to-back the fentanyl.
All right.
Minnesota man sentenced to life in prison for selling fentanyl online that led to 11 fatal overdoses. It's a nigga. A jury convicted Aaron Brozard, 31, on March 31st of 17 counts, including distribution of fentanyl resulting in death, distribution of fentanyl resulting in serious bodily injury, importation of fentanyl, and other crimes. He sold fentanyl to more than a dozen people in 2016 through a plant food website. The overdose victims believed they were ordering a drug similar to Adderall. Wow.
Okay.
But he sent them 99.9% pure fentanyl instead.
Damn.
The product of a mix-up with his supplier in China.
Wow.
After he learned that several customers had been hospitalized and nearly died, he failed to warn others who he had sold the drugs to. According to prosecutors, he also reached out to his supplier to ask for a discount on the next delivery. 11 people died and 4 suffered serious injuries.
Shit, man. Everybody dying but the motherfucker sending them out.
It is fentanyl shit. It's everywhere.
It's everywhere. It makes you scared to do shit.
This shit's everywhere. Every
moment. Can we just go back to normal drugs?
This shit here is different.
It's too damn different. That's a pandemic.
That's the real goddamn pandemic.
Fentanyl.
And that's the real goddamn.
First they were saying it was heroin. But shit, heroin don't make everybody else fucked up.
Nah, heroin. You know what I mean? Hopefully those overdose on heroin too, but not like fentanyl.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, niggas living forever off heroin.
Shit.
That's
crazy.
Shit crazy. Stop going to Los Angeles.
What's wrong with going to Los Angeles? I need to know about this. Kind of liked it there.
They killing everybody.
Why?
That's where all these niggas is dying at.
Yeah.
Listen, The motherfucking, I remember about a year and a half ago, the mayor and the police chief got on the news and said, listen, stop coming out here. We cannot protect y'all.
I remember that.
It's too much going on. The gangs is too powerful.
Yeah.
We cannot protect y'all. And that's where all these niggas is getting killed.
Yeah, that's true.
These celebrities and shit, that's where all these niggas getting killed. Yeah, I know what you meant. Is getting killed at. Then, like, even, like, close calls, like, you know who Hitmaker is? Used to be Young Berg, the rapper Young Berg.
Don't remember.
Nigga, they were snatching his chains and all that shit. He had the Sexy Lady cast on with Ray J and shit.
Okay.
Well, now he's a producer called Hitmaker, and he's the Hitmaker. If you ever, like, listen to the radio, you're a Hitmaker. That's him.
Okay.
This nigga is malt. This nigga's he found his real calling.
I got you.
Music wasn't it. But,
what do you mean?
Rapping wasn't it. But he had put a video out, and he could rap. He just, DMX sounded like it. That's what I guess. Yeah, but, he had put out a video. He had a young lady at his crib, and she was being weird, and he had put her out. And, like, as he was putting her out, the cameras caught niggas trying to get into his house. Like, she had text niggas like, I'm over here, this is the address.
Oh, wow.
She was over there for the setup. And he had released the videos like, man, look at this shit, bro. This is what's going on out here. Because even them gang niggas is going off to them houses and them hills.
Yeah.
And getting it, niggas. And niggas ain't moving right.
That's crazy.
I said, rest in peace to PND.
Yeah.
Rest in peace to Pop Smoke. And a few other niggas that got washed out there. Then, you know, the other, I think that's where, what's that one nigga? Duke? The nigga that got stabbed on stage. Remember we talked about that on here?
Damn. I forgot about
Duke,
that.
Duke the God or some shit like that.
I don't remember his name.
But that's, yeah, him, the nigga got stabbed on stage out there. Nigga, like, it's, and like a lot of the LA niggas is coming out like, listen, man, like the rappers, like, there's a reason we don't walk around with like jewelry on and shit like y'all. Cause like, you know, Atlanta niggas walk around with
jewelry and all types of shit, earrings, chains, all that shit.
There's a reason we don't walk around like that, man. Like, nigga,
that's crazy.
Cause these niggas out here is just vultures.
Yeah, it's a different breed out there. It's a different breed.
You got the gang politics on top of niggas just being hungry. Mm-hmm. Then you got the cost of living out there.
It's expensive than a motherfucker.
Niggas will wipe your ass. Niggas is paying $3,500 a month for one bedroom apartments. Nigga, like, nigga, wipe your ass for a necklace.
Yeah.
Yeah, them people done told y'all, man, stop coming out here, man. This ain't the, find somewhere else to hang out at.
You go and do your music and leave.
Yeah. you got to move
a lot differently.
You got to move a lot differently.
That's and they it. Got people that go out to get the food and everything else. You know what I mean? Well, like, what you want to go around sightseeing for?
And see, a lot of them niggas, that's the thing, though. A lot of these niggas don't be as well off as they
portray. You know,
security
yeah.
and shit costs a lot of money.
It does.
But to move around with them type of motherfuckers all the time and shit costs.
No, a lot but that's of money. What I'm saying. Like. If you go in there just to handle business and skedaddle. You know what I mean? What do we need to go sightseeing for?
Get the motherfucking, because you know a lot of studios out there. It's fucking Hollywood, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
There's a lot of studios.
And they got people that'll go out and get you certain food. You ain't got to call no Uber Eats or DoorDash or nothing like that unless you want to.
That fucking internet.
Yeah.
Don't let motherfuckers know that you, goddammit.
Where you at?
And even if you own the internet, don't let motherfuckers know I'm in your city, LA. What you want to know, nigga? I don't know. PSA, man.
Stay, I feel you.
Stay away, bro. You got any more currents?
Nah, I'm on the Florida, man.
Learn.
Are you ready?
Let's rock Florida, man. That's Florida, man. We'll take a break.
All right. I got mistaken organization. Okay. Florida man claims he shot at officers thinking they were Mexican cartel members.
Ah.
Says Florida man told police
my bad.
He shot at him because he thought they were members of a Mexican cartel. Drug cartel, excuse me.
Fear for my life.
He's now facing premeditated murder charges. So Lucas
Alves. He killed one of the cops?
Premeditated.
Okay.
Says Lucas Alves is facing a slew of charges, including attempted first-degree premeditated murder of a law enforcement officer after he allegedly shot an officer in the chest at a Melbourne hotel on Friday. While being questioned by officers after the shooting, he said he believed the officers were members of the Mexican cartel who showed up outside his room to steal his belongings.
Wow.
Says Alves and his roommates were staying at the Suburban Lodge Hotel when management was alerted about a 911 hang-up call. So when management knocked on the door, on Alves' door, they overheard the man yell, "There's a bunch of armed gunmen, and I'm going to die." And that's what the affidavit states. And it says police were alerted to the verbal exchange and told the TV station that they arrived to the hotel to check the roommate's well-being.
Good.
He says when they knocked on the door of the room, Alves repeatedly asked for their badge number several times. Police say they complied and gave them to him. Alves then began to count down from three, then fired one shot through the door with his gun, striking an officer in the chest.
Wow.
It says an exchange of gunfire then took place between officers and Alves. Some of Alves' rounds reportedly went through the walls of another room where two people were staying. Alves and his roommate were taken into custody, and the officers are expected to recover because he was wearing a bulletproof vest. Yeah.
Now, what I don't understand is how he managed to get out of there alive.
Yeah, both of them, him and the roommate.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Because normally, if you pump fake and play crazy like that, they
can ransack that motherfucker.
They will destroy everything. They might have goddamn kept the little, I don't know, because they'll tear up a goddamn apartment complexes and shit with people next to them. They don't give a fuck.
You see how they did with our girl.
Brown.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad they're going to get the fuck.
Yes, they are. Royally.
I'm glad.
Royally. Oh, that was it for him, yeah.
I'm calling this one Tupac is back.
Okay. She's like a handsome boy.
Your head ain't gonna never grow.
It's over for you.
It's over for you. You're just gonna look like a boy forever. Hey, that video fucks me up. You look like a handsome boy.
Handsome boy.
All right. A Florida woman.
Go ahead.
Named legally.
Tupac?
Tupac Amir Shakur.
Yeah, right.
Was arrested for allegedly attacking an elderly man with a baseball bat while he sat on a bench outside a hospital.
She said, "How do you want it?"
That's Tupac Amir Shakur.
Okay. Awfully,
yeah.
Dominican looking, but okay.
A woman legally named Tupac Amir Shakur was arrested on Wednesday for attacking a man with a baseball bat while he sat on a bench outside of a hospital on Wednesday. Also happened to be, and she did it on Tupac's, on the 26th anniversary of Tupac's death.
Wow. She said, "How do you want it?
And how do you feel?"
Like the video you had, that bat twirling him, KC?
Yeah. Now, at what point in time did this crazy motherfucker, and I read, not that one that I screenshot, because I had to go back to find, because I watched the news.
Article about it.
And then I had to go find the article. But the thing, they said she had just been released from county jail the night prior. So she got released from jail, went and found a bat, went to the hospital and randomly attacked the old man.
He did.
On the 26th anniversary of Tupac's death.
What was his name?
Other than Christopher.
That's what I was trying to see.
Other than Christopher.
Or should.
Yeah, man.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's that one?
That's that one. All right, that's Tupac's back.
My last Florida man is tag team back again.
Chick and Rick and Mr.
Man. Yep. Florida husband and wife fight man accused of trying to steal from their vehicle.
Oh, shit.
Says the Central, this happened in Titusville. I thought it said Titusville, but it's Titusville.
Where is Titusville at?
I want to go there too.
I want to go to Titusville.
You know what I mean? Good couple motorboats. A Central Florida man who was arrested for allegedly trying to steal from a vehicle Sunday night, but before getting into a fight with a local couple. According to an arrest report, police officer responded to the area of Oriel Court and Barna Avenue in Titusville shortly after 11 p.m. For a vehicle burglary and found a man pinning the suspect, identified as 20-year-old Nicholas Debits, to the ground with a woman standing nearby. All three of them were bloody and appeared to be out of breath. Damn. He put up a fight.
Yeah, it was rumbling.
The Titusville police officer spoke with the couple involved who owned the vehicle. It says, the wife, Faith Pomeroy, was looking out of the window when she noticed the dome light of her vehicle was on. She saw Debits inside it looking around trying to steal from her. So she tried to trap him in the vehicle. He hit me. So we ended up fighting his hands.
Time to rumble.
And his head ends up here because he tried to get away. And it was like, honk. whoever wrote this shit. It's horrible.
I hate that.
Yeah. It says it just kept beeping a lot. So I guess she was hitting his head into the horn. It says, I looked and I seen the truck was rocking. The horn was honking. She was pushing his head into the horn, actually. So that's her husband talking. Davis reportedly told police the woman allegedly attacked him while inside the vehicle and he defended himself. The woman was able to honk the horn and scream for help, alerting her husband to come outside. Police said the husband saw Debits attacking his wife, so he stepped in to protect her. The husband reportedly started chasing Debits away from the driveway. And Debits turned around and attempted to fight the man. Instead of just kept running, he wanted to fight.
Yeah.
He said, I tackled him in the street right here. That's when he got the big... That is when he got the big thing on his head. It hit the street. Wow.
So he got the lump on the shit.
Yeah. He said, then we started fighting. And then he says, he got up like a little squirrel, started fighting my husband again. So this is her.
Got up like a little squirrel.
So I had him in a hit. I had him. So I gave him a couple of body shots. So I just grabbed his feet from up under him, and the cops drove from around the corner.
The guy finally showed up.
Yeah. Says the two went to the ground and her husband pinned him. And then so all three of them had visible injuries and shit.
They was rumbling at that bitch. They was getting to it, nigga.
Yeah, that's crazy. All
right. Was that it for
that one? That's it for that one, man.
This one is called,
here's a mixed couple.
Oh, yeah.
But they was helping each other and
shit. Okay, well, shit, y'all got each other back. Ebony and Ivory. This one's called, School of Twerk.
Okay.
Florida Christian school teacher arrested for allegedly twerking on students.
Tell me this is a woman.
Yeah, it's a woman. She doesn't look twerkable.
Oh, wow.
I wouldn't be happy about her twerking on me.
Her cougar stink.
I bet it do.
She look like it.
Smell like wet puppies. Wet hairy puppies. Julie Hoover, 39, was accused of dancing on the underage students back on April 8th during the school prom.
Oh.
Officers said the students told investigators that Hoover also pressured the students to drink alcohol and forced the straw from her cup into his mouth. She's trying to get little buddy drunk.
Okay.
According to the school,
I wish I had these teachers.
Man, According to the school, the staff had alcohol in the back to drink after the prom.
Which shouldn't have been there.
Left.
Shouldn't have been there at all.
I mean, they were just trying to do, well, you know, they're going to stay up and clean up. And,
no, I get it. They should have been out in somebody's car.
Yeah, facts. Well, shit, it seemed safe. She brought it out.
That's why.
Students had alcohol in the bag after the prom when students had left. Investigators said that at least two other people tried to stop Hoover while she danced on the student. Hoover was arrested on contributing to the delinquency of a minor, a second-degree felony, and an authority figure soliciting or engaging in lewd conduct with a student.
Oh, poor lady. How she wanted to do with twerk. I know what happened.
She was trying to get a little buddy drunk.
Mm-hmm. But I know what really happened.
At some point in time, she was dancing with Bucko.
Yeah.
She felt that motherfucking print.
That ain't what happened.
What happened?
She super bad at him.
She did what?
You ever seen Superbad? Where he was at that party and he danced with that chick.
Yeah. And he rose up.
Nope. He's got a period stain on his
pants. Oh, no. That's not what happened.
That's what happened.
It's not what happened.
Exactly what happened. She was trying to get him to get his red wings.
She was dancing on that little buddy.
That muff was smelling tough. Nobody wanted to sit on her tuffet.
She was dancing with little buddy, and she felt the hammer.
That probably happened too. She decided
she needed to get little bucko drunk, and she was going to goddamn it gyrate that old wolf pussy on him all evening.
And she was already drunk.
Yeah, she had been clearly been drinking and couldn't control her desires.
Crazy. That's crazy.
She got desires. Nigga, Drake and Future got a song called Desires. And if you listen to it, I'm just a tangent. I listened to it the other day and it fucked me up. Remember listening to it when it first came out and liking the song? You know, you just kind of listen to stuff. But you know, stuff's older, you kind of like listen to it.
Yeah.
The whole song is essentially about them knowing that the broad is a hoe and like kind of wanting to move her away somewhere so she can't do hoe shit because they like her so much.
That, my friend, is a neighborhood bicycle.
Yeah, everybody gets her.
You can like it as much as you want.
But the thing is, like the song, they was like, I should have moved you out in the suburbs where no one could find you because you got desires.
That's
I know. You got desires.
That's crazy.
Like you want to be a hoe, but I like you so much, bitch. I just want to keep you to myself.
The one I used to trip off is All the Girls in the World.
Yeah.
When the nigga said he's going to get his V-card.
What's the V-card?
For the special girls.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, go back and listen to it.
Oh, wow, okay.
Go back and listen. I used to be like, why is he saying that? But nobody would ever. They'd be like, what's the V-card? I'm like, y'all don't know about the specials? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Go back and listen to, I don't know if it was Drake or the other dude that was on it, but one of them said that shit, and I was just like, you took it too far, my dude. That's like some Rick Ross, you ain't even know it shit.
Yeah.
You
know what I'm saying? Hey, man. Ain't nothing worse than having a hoe that you actually like.
Oh, yeah. That's you feel worst. Bad. You that's feel bad. Worst. Like, man, I could do this, I could do that, and well, my friend, you can do that.
Yeah, but she's just a
piece
can't
of
save her from herself.
Piece of neighborhood property, you know.
You
can take her, but she's gonna find new prospects.
Yeah,
let's say that.
Yeah, I've had a couple of them, like bona fide hoes, and I'm like, man, I actually like this little slut puppy.
Oh
man, she's cool as shit. Hoes be cool as fuck.
They do. They do. They up front, honest, tell you what they're going to do.
They be cool as fuck.
You know what I mean? But do you really want to be a part of that? Want to be a part of that world?
I've had a couple of hoes I dealt with like heavily, but man, hoes be cool as fuck, man. They really do.
Yeah, they do. But.
But yeah.
That's about as far as you can take.
As far as it can go.
It's levels to it, baby. It's levels.
If you keep dealing with the hoe because she cool as fuck and most hoes is very versatile in what they do with you. you end up, goddamn it, getting a little head over heels for a motherfucker that you ain't got no business.
Head over heels for? You just sitting there like an exclamation mark.
Yeah. Stupid as shit. Stupid.
McNupid.
Oh! What's my man, Andrew?
Andrew Dice Clay. Says, 6 in the morning. I ain't seen 6 in the morning since I was 6.
On that note, is that all you're for?
That's it.
That's all mine too, man. Let's take a break before we come back and hit you with the fecals.
The fecals.
And the melanated.
Yes, sir.
All right, we back.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to hit y'all with a little melanated mag, a little positivity in
your
life.
Yes, sir.
Before we fuck it all up again.
And like I told Big Cass, I'm just ringing some positive stuff to this one because I couldn't find nobody, so I found some people. I got Otis Boykins. His most notable contribution to science was likely the circuit improvements he made to pacemakers.
Oh, shit.
Says, after losing his mother to heart failure, a contribution that saved countless lives since. But this single improvement was among a list of achievements, a long list of achievements. It says Boykin had 26 patents in his name and his fame for the development of IBM computers, burglar-proof cash registers, chemical air filters, and an electric electric resistor used in controlled missiles and other devices.
My man was just inventing shit.
Yeah.
He wasn't even like pigeon-toed in one field, my nigga.
He was on all types of shit. Damn near Iron Man.
Okay. Shout out to that nigga, man.
Yeah, Otis Boykins.
Otis Boykins. All right, Otis. Let me sneak my one in on there.
Gotcha.
I got one. Mine goes to a little 12-year-old, hell of a little nigga. 12-year-old makes history as the youngest student to attend Oklahoma College.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
How old was he? I'm sorry.
12.
Okay.
An Oklahoma City boy became the youngest black student in the state of Oklahoma. Elijah Muhammad.
Wow.
Is a 12-year-old homeschooled senior. Hmm. But this week he became a freshman at Oklahoma City College, City Community College. When he walked into the class, he shocked his classmates. A bunch of them asked how old he was. He told them his age. They were all surprised. Mm-hmm. Muhammad enrolled in 3 classes as a part of his major, which is cybersecurity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Computer hardware intro to computer technology and computer operating systems,
right,
is what he enrolled in. The young teen is a bit of an overachiever, but it runs in his family. His sister, Shahina, became the youngest person to enroll at OCCC at 13 years old.
Oh,
she was also the youngest graduate at 14 in May.
Damn.
This is what they do. He was quoted as saying, "We have a bunch of competitiveness," said Muhammad, but he really... between him and the sister.
Right.
"We have a bunch of competitors," said Muhammad, "but she really helped me out with a lot of my studying."
That's what's up.
So they got...
That's some positive shit, right?
Whoever their parents are.
Congratulations.
I said homeschool.
Yeah.
So whoever their parents are is not on no bullshit.
Hell no.
They are creating some little fucking geniuses.
Boy.
So, shout out to that.
Hell yeah.
Shout out to Elijah Muhammad. I didn't realize that was that boy's name.
That's what's up, too.
Yeah, shout out to Elijah Muhammad. 12 years old of OKC.
See, I got Marion R. Croak. Says in 2013, Marion R. Croak was inducted into Women of Technology International's Hall of Fame, a move that recognizes her remarkable achievements in the tech industry.
Okay.
Croak holds over 135 patents, primarily in voice over internet protocol, or VoIP, some in other areas, and she also has another 100 patents currently under review. says, today Marion is an SVP, so senior vice president at AT&T.
Oh, shit.
And she serves as a mentor for women in AT&T Labs and sits on the board for the Holocaust, Genocide, and Human Rights Education Center.
Okay, then.
And that's Marion R. Croak.
Marion R. Croak. Shout out to you.
And then my last one goes to, just because I like this dude's name, Philip. Yeah, Philip Imigwali.
Imigwali.
Yeah, that's how I think it's pronounced. Okay. Imigwali. He was forced to drop out of school at the age of 14, but this didn't stop him from becoming one of the greatest computer pioneers of our time. In fact, he's often called the Bill Gates of Africa.
That's true.
Says, as an adult, Imigwali began studying nature, specifically bees. The construction of the honeycomb inspired him to rethink computer processing. In 1989, he put his idea to work using 65,000 processes to invent the world's first massively parallel processing supercomputer, able to perform 3.1 billion calculations per second. Yeah. That same year, Imigwali received the Gordon Bell Prize for his application of the CM2 massively parallel computer. Dude's a science fucking tech.
Nah, he ain't playing no games, is he?
Nah, he's not.
Sheesh.
Now it's time for the fecals.
Now it's time for the motherfucking fecals. I got three.
I got two.
Okay.
Go ahead, I'll sandwich in between yours.
I'll kick one off. Man. This one should be called Hit and Run.
Uh-oh.
Two of my fecals. So, on August 31st, a hit and run outside of a Kroger, an incident filmed by security cameras, ended up charging Tahavia Chapman, 24, with two counts of murder, one count of aggravated murder, and two counts of felonious assault, and one count of attempted murder, and one count of endangering children. Now, what happened was, she caught her baby daddy cheating.
Okay.
And decided to run him over in Kroger parking lot.
Ooh.
She ran him over.
Yeah.
She also hit like an 80-year-old man that was walking into Kroger, and someone else that was trying to walk into Kroger too.
Yeah.
And she had her kids in the car. She hit him. She ran this nigga over in a minivan.
Damn.
Yeah, I watched the video, bro. Look, I took the perfect screenshot. Look, she even hit the median thing to try and get this nigga.
Damn, she's up on that.
She was actually on top of the baby daddy at that point in time. The nigga in front of the car is the old man.
Whew.
Yeah, took him out the game.
Where they at?
You know, I don't even know. It says Hamilton County, but it's not here.
Yeah, but I say it didn't pop up on
Cincinnati.
Okay.
Cincinnati, over in Ohio. Yeah, Cincinnati. It's right here. But, yeah, so she had hit. She came through. She hit Buddy.
Yeah.
Ran Sloob over. And she hit him. And, look, I watched the video. She hit him. You know, the stores be having those big, concrete pillars to keep you from running into the fucking store.
Like at the gas station.
She hit the baby daddy. Then, when she was hitting him, she hit one of the concrete pillars and she bounced off of it. And she hit this old man and she hit somebody else. And then she parked, got out the car, and ran over and beat the baby daddy's dead body.
He was dead.
Punched on him, nigga. Beat on him, nigga. And then ran back to when, the other bystanders just started coming over to see what was going on, and, checking the old man, and she ran and got back in the car and took off, and the police was able to, from the videos, the license plate, they went pick her from the crib. But the whole time the kids was in the car. So the kids watched their mama run their daddy over. Mm. And then get out the car and beat his dead body.
That's sad.
24,
especially monster. Especially when they realize and when they grow up and realize what she did.
Yeah.
Or what she was doing. I mean, they realize it now, but it ain't going to hit us
hard. Yeah, it ain't going to hit them, yeah. 24, you know, so like I said, to Tahivia Chapman, 24, Cincinnati, Ohio.
That's crazy. Fuck. Yeah. So check this one out. It's called Who's the Fecal?
Oh, shit.
Iowa teen who killed rapist sentenced. Ordered to pay $150,000 in restitution to his family.
To the rapist family?
Yeah.
What?
Now check this out.
Run it down for me, please.
A teenage human trafficking victim who was initially charged with first degree murder after she stabbed her accused rapist to death was sentenced Tuesday in an Iowa court to 5 years of closely supervised probation in order to pay $150,000 restitution to the man's family.
For killing a nigga that raped her?
Yeah.
What?
Piper Lewis, she's 17, was sentenced Tuesday after she pleaded last year to involuntary manslaughter and willful injury in the June 2020 killing of 37-year-old Zachary Brooks of Des Moines, Iowa. Both charges were punishable by 10 years in prison. The Polk County District Judge David M. Porter on Tuesday deferred those prison sentences, meaning that if Lewis violates any portion of her probation, she could spend part of the 20 years, however they want to give her.
What the fuck?
But the max is 20. It says, as for being required to pay the estate of her rapist, this court is presented with no other option. This is what, who's Porter? I don't know who Porter is. Oh, the judge. It says, this court is presented with no other option, Porter said, noting the restitution is mandatory under Iowa law that has been upheld by the Iowa Supreme Court.
Oh,
it says that Lewis is 15 when she stabbed Brooks more than 30 times in the Des Moines apartment. Officials have said Lewis was a runaway who was seeking to escape an abusive life with her mother, adopted mother, and was sleeping in the hallways of a Des Moines apartment building when a 28-year-old man took her in before forcibly trafficking her to other men for sex. Says Lewis said one of those men was Brooks and that he had raped her multiple times in the weeks before his death. She recounted being forced at knife point by the 28-year-old man who took her in, and she was told by him to go with Brooks to his apartment for sex. She told officials that after Brooks raped her yet again, she grabbed a knife from a bedside table and stabbed Brooks in a fit of rage. Police and prosecutors have not disputed that Lewis was sexually assaulted or trafficked. The prosecutors have argued that Brooks was asleep at the time when he was stabbed and not immediate danger to Lewis. It says Iowa is not among the dozens of states that have a so-called safe harbor law.
Yeah, that would have took it out.
Yeah, that gives trafficking victims at least some level of criminal immunity.
Yeah.
It says the Associated Press has not typically named victims of sexual assault, but Lewis agreed to have her name released about her case. Prosecutors took issue with Lewis calling herself the victim in the case and said she failed to take responsibility for stabbing Brooks and leaving his kids without a father.
Fuck him.
Exactly. The judge peppered Lewis with repeated requests to explain what poor choices she made that led to Brooks stabbing and expressed concern that she sometimes did not want to follow the rules set for her in juvenile lockup. Crazy, man.
So basically what they're saying was since they don't have that law, yeah, the fact that he was asleep, she should have like called the police or something.
Basically, I guess.
Because he wasn't
an immediate threat.
So if he was like actually physically raping her.
And she stabbed him,
it was okay. But since she wasn't
being raped at the time, he was asleep. That's what they're pretty much saying.
That's man, listen.
That's why I said, who's the fecal?
The courts.
Of course.
And Buddy. But he got his just
due. Nah, he got his just due.
The fucking courts.
Yeah.
I'm so sick of these old ass, weird ass fucking laws that won't nobody change.
Ugh. That's some bullshit right there.
Alright, shoot me. I'll double back with another hit and run.
Alright.
17-year-old Texas teen arrested in connection with the hit and run. Now, I saw this video, and I had to, the scenario set up for Fecal, but prior, just today before we started recording, I actually caught Buddy.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, because it was just like on some anonymous shit prior. Investigators determined that the victim was crossing the lot in a wheelchair when he noticed the vehicle driving recklessly. He signaled to the driver to slow down right before he was struck. The victim was transported by EMS to life with life-threatening injuries. Police were able to obtain surveillance videos and footage and they arrested 17-year-old Pablo Antonio Avila Benanguez. He was charged with failure to stop and render aid, injury to a disabled person, and unlawful possession of a firearm. Now, let me provide some back. I've seen the surveillance video.
All right.
It's a man in a wheelchair driving across a giant empty parking lot. A completely empty parking lot. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you see the paralyzed, the man in the wheelchair, like waving his hands frantically.
Yeah.
And then you see like a Ford F-150 come out of nowhere and hit this nigga in this wheelchair head on in this giant empty parking lot.
I ain't got no words. I'm trying not to laugh at it, but I get it.
And then he drives out of the parking lot, leaving the wheelchair mangled and wheelchair Buddy all fucked up.
Was the wheel still spinning?
I don't know. It was one of my higher up surveillance videos, so I couldn't see, but I'm assuming they were. Because he hit Buddy going pretty goddamn hard.
Damn.
Yeah, so fuck you. I'm going to repeat your name because it was a lot. His first name was Pablo, though. Okay. Pablo Antonio, you're a piece of shit.
I think these dudes are also Florida dudes, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
I call it, we run this. Dealership duo defrauded company and customers out of nearly $650K. They are. North Lauderdale, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Says deputies characterized this as a systematic, organized scheme where two employees of a North Lauderdale car dealership are accused of selling stolen vehicles and defrauding customers in the company out of hundreds of thousands of dollars over nearly a four-year span. Says, according to the Broward Sheriff's Office, William Jason Tyler, 47, of Oakland Park, and Walfredro Myers Cruz, 31, of Fort Lauderdale, worked at Z Motors on South State Road 7. The used car dealer employed Tyler as a finance manager, and employed Cruz as a sales manager. Says deputy said Tyler and Cruz stole 24 vehicles valued at nearly $350,000 and sold them themselves to wholesalers and various individuals. The two are also accused of defrauding 166 Z Motor customers by directing customers to send down payments and car payments intended for the dealership to their personal Cash App, Zelle, and Chime money transfer accounts.
These niggas was running it up. Scammer be scammed out this bitch.
So the deputy said Tyler made nearly $170,000 through that method, whereas Cruz made nearly $130,000.
Jesus, these niggas was running
it up. It says all told, the two were accused of defrauding. $643,000 from the businesses and his customers from November 2018 to July 2022.
Then they ran up a meal ticket.
Yeah, they had complete access to internal accounting and vehicle tracking software with Z Motors, allowing them to conceal the fraud so long. Says that they were arrested last Wednesday. Both Tyler and Cruz faced 24 counts of grand theft auto, one count of first-degree grand theft, and one count of obtaining property worth over $50,000 by fraud. And it says Tyler faces an additional charge of impersonating or using the identification of another without consent.
Sheesh.
So the investigation continues. So,
sheesh.
Yeah, them boys get hit up. They ran it.
They ran that shit up. They weren't playing no motherfucking games. God damn. All right. I got a pretty bad one. 30-year-old woman arrested after reportedly faking her own abduction to extort her mother.
Her mother?
Her mother.
Remember last time somebody did that, it was a dude trying to do his mom the same way.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
She got it from him.
A woman allegedly sent her mother a video earlier this week that showed her blindfolded and smeared with blood. In the clip shared by a man is also seen behind her with a knife. "Mommy, quote unquote, they've kidnapped me."
Mm-hmm.
The woman sobs. "You can't say anything to the police. If you do, they'll kill me." She goes on to say how her abductors beat her and starved her, according to the statements by she told her mother the kidnappers will release her for 50,000 euros. Oh, he was over there fucking. This was not the first time the woman's mother received such a disturbing demand. Investigators later found out that the mother previously made three payments totaling 45,000. Also in response to threats on her daughter's life. Police discovered the ruse after looking into the daughter's partner, whose family was also involved in the kidnapping plot. Within 24 hours of the initial investigation, authorities discovered that the daughter was unharmed and free to leave. Officers found fake blood and the knife used in the video. All five face charges of extortion, among other offenses.
Facts.
So this is just something that this bitch does to her mother. Because this is her mother's paid out more than $45,000.
Just... It must be an excuse so the mom can get the money. The mom got a rich hubby that don't like the daughter.
Nah, that's the mom probably got money and ain't fucking with the daughter like that. Because she's 30 and probably still ain't standing on shit.
Yeah, but she fucking with her from paying him
ransoms. She said she'll keep her from dying, but she...
Hey, sometimes you gotta push them out the nest, let them fly.
Let them fly.
It was happening more than once.
I'm a peacock.
That's like being Mario, you then know what I'm saying? You go through all them stages and you get to the final castle, you beat Bowser, and then you got a little Toad Man standing there talking about some... I'm sorry, she's in another castle, bro.
Yep. Yeah. Tragic.
See, sometimes you gotta go stop looking.
Man, that's crazy.
Well, yeah, that's shit. That's been another one, everybody.
Yeah,
67. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Y'all like and subscribe. Shoot some comments. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to sleep.
Yeah, y'all can fact check us too. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all know we told y'all before, but we record this shit late as fuck because we got lives.
Yeah.
Nigga, sleepy, nigga.
With that note, we going to get out of here. Y'all stay safe.
Y'all be safe.